This is Believing Buckeyes with Brian Brownie and Chinny Checkwa. We got a show, man. It's gonna be a good show, man. We got a lot of stuff to kind of go over. Some rumor stuff, some stuff that actually happened. We got a bowl game coming up, and it's gonna be a good show. We got a guest, all kind of things going on. So Chim, go ahead, hit them with the ad, and we get into it.
So all the major sports are in action this week with college football playoffs ready to kick off. BetOnline is your number one destination for all your sports wagering info, including news for pro football, the NBA, upcoming fights, and NHL games this season. Head to the website today to get into the action and see all the updated odds for the week. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, that's BLEAV, to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts.
And if you have any issues with gambling, always feel free to reach out to 1-800-GAMBLER. They're 24/7 to help you out with any need that you may be having in the gambling world. So, Chim, let's get into it, man. We got a commitment, man. Our guy. I won't say he's still our guy, man. He just left the program, man. He's our guy. He will always have that final drive against Notre Dame. Kyle McCord, man, he makes his commitment. Not to Nebraska. Well, he got him out the Big Ten. I kind of respect that. But he did commit to the Syracuse. What are they, the Orangemen or something like that? Was it, what's your, yeah, the Orange.
The Orange.
Orange. Yeah.
Or color. Yes. Or fruit. The straight
who knows, man.
Fruit or
but, hey. Well, he's with those guys now, man. So, yeah, man. I mean, that's news, right? That's news around college football, Buckeye Nation.
11-1. Hold on, he threw for 3,000 plus yards at Ohio State. Mm-hmm. I think 22 touchdowns, maybe 20-something touchdowns, 6 interceptions, and went 11-1. Only lost to a top 5 Michigan team, and left Ohio State and went to Syracuse. It's interesting, man. But this is era of football. Guys transfer. You successful, you transfer. You struggle, you transfer. it's the transfer portal. But yeah, he finally officially committed to leaving Ohio State and going to Syracuse. I mean, honestly, for him, you know, I think he's looking for a place where he's going to walk in and be the starter. Yeah. Right? I'm sure.
Syracuse is a place for that.
Yeah, I'm sure there's some dollars committed to his his commitment. Right, so I'm sure Syracuse Orange, they got a new coach, Fran Brown, who I believe went to Syracuse. There's a lot of excitement around the program, and if you look at Syracuse Twitter, man, I had to go search and just see, because when you talk about Kyle McCord, you get a very mixed reaction from Buckeye Twitter, right? There's a lot of people talking about what he needs to do better, and you know, but you look at Syracuse Twitter. And it's like, man, we're back.
Yeah.
Syracuse is back. I wish him all the best, man. I think I hope he continues to grow as a player and everything that he's looking to gain from college football and the opportunities that he's after. I'm hoping that he can maximize.
Yeah, obviously we're wishing him well. Obviously it's just definitely a weird situation, but you know, he was a Buckeye first, so I know, you know, in the history books, to be frank, he's probably going to leave a tad bit of a sour taste in our mouth. No, you know, because of the situation with, not really because he you know, he lost to Michigan or his play for that matter. Just the fact that, you know, him being the starting quarterback, you know, he leaves the program to play his last year of college football for a different group. So, I mean, that's obviously the decision he's made. Definitely was an easy decision for him.
Yeah.
But I believe, like you say, that's the state of college football. You're successful, you get in the portal because now you're trying to maximize your dollar value. If you're not playing, you get in the portal. If your coach leaves, you get in the portal. You know, all the kind of situation, you know, leads to kids getting to the portals. And obviously, he's not the only guy across college football who had a really successful season and decided to get into the portal. So we wish him well.
Just to put it into perspective, though, it's like, you know, they say when you work in a career, if you really want to get the most money, right, you got to leave your job and go do the same job somewhere else. It's just because the difference is your job is used to you, right? And, you know, it sort of take you a little bit for granted, but like we have you, you know. But when you when a corporation trying to attract somebody, they're competing with so many. It drives the price up. So we just got to get used to it. And college football today is not just about, you know, playing on the field. It's also about the maximizing the amount of money that you can earn. And that's got to be a part of it. And everybody's situation is unique. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, the transfer portal is hot because people are getting attracted with money. So that's just the reality. Wishing well. And that, the other thing it does, though, you know, you have Kyle McCord, but you're starting to see, this is college football free agency, you're starting to see these quarterbacks start to come off the board. So who else do we have out there?
So, I believe we got Dante Moore. He commits to Oregon. And funny enough, I've been tracking him for a little bit, but he was actually committed to Oregon for a while in the recruit process. Then last minute went to UCLA. Now he's back to Oregon. Oregon got another quarterback out the portal, a very successful quarterback, Gabriel out of Oklahoma. He committed to Oregon as well. Riley Leonard out of Duke, who kind of exploded on the scene this year, especially early on in the college football season. He definitely made a name for himself. He goes over to Notre Dame. I think so far those are the real big ones that I know that has actually firmly to commit it to some schools. So we know there's still a handful of guys out there. Cam Ward out of Washington State that has been linked to Ohio State for several different things. I know he's been going on some visits, but I believe his portal recruitment is still open, right? We got who else out there? We got the guy out of Kansas State, Will Howard. He's still available. He's a really good player there. So your guy out of Toledo, this your guy, the quarterback out there. Daquan Finn. He's still, I don't believe he's made a commitment anywhere, so his recruitment is still open. So there's still some guys out there, but so far it doesn't appear that any of these guys has been on Ohio State campus, not to our knowledge. And also we can say that none of these guys has committed to Ohio State. So what does that tell you about the state of Ohio State, that they're not out here being, I guess, ultra aggressive and out here pulling in some of this quarterback talent that's available?
Yeah, so there's a couple of things. There's a few quarterbacks who we know are being highly recruited. They haven't made a decision yet. You mentioned Cam Ward. There's a few other guys in the transfer portal. Oh, Daquan Finn and other guys. So they haven't committed yet. So they probably looking to see what happens. But when you look at Ohio State, it seems like they're moving forward with the young guys for now. Going to the Cotton Bowl, Devin Brown is going to be starting for Ohio State. And if it feels like, you know, let's see what our guys can do here in bowl practice going into the bowl game before we start looking elsewhere. And then, you know, if what we see on the field isn't to the level that we are anticipating or hoping for, then maybe I think they may take a look in the transfer portal if those guys are still around. And if you got to think, if I'm Cam Ward or if I'm the kid out of Oregon State, DJ, you know, you got to think that they're also waiting to see for some of these teams that are going to bowl games, that are waiting to see if they got guys on their roster that can lead the team moving forward. They may actually be waiting too, because you know, you don't want to start canceling out teams because it doesn't drive up the price as much as well. So that's how I see Ohio State probably looking at this situation.
Yeah, and I think that's a smart way to take a look at it, right? I mean, obviously, like if you're Oregon, right, and now we see that Oregon is they're just getting guys out the portal when it comes to the quarterback role. I mean, what does that look like for recruiting, right? Like if you're a high school guy, you got to go to that next level. You're good enough to get to the next level. Is Oregon going to be high on your list if you know that you're essentially not going to be, maybe there's not a lot of chance for me to develop here? They're just going to, you know, grab the hottest guy that's playing a quarterback in the country. Like, you know, all that stuff kind of, you have to weigh it in. Like, you just can't disregard it, you know, just kind of pick a team off history. You got to kind of take a look at what they're doing right now and how they're playing the game. So I think Ohio State is doing the smart thing, right? Right. We done had Devin Brown in the program for, what is this, third season now, second, third season in the program. We got Lincoln on the roster as well, and you hear high praises about him and his performance. And then you got guys coming in. You got Aaron Nolan coming in, who's a five-star recruit. I believe we got the top quarterback out of 25 class. I'm blanking on his name. It's like St. Clair or something like that. He's a five-star guy that we already have recruited. So you got to be careful. Like, you got to do things the right way. Obviously, you hear about Coach Day and the quarterbacks developing and things of that nature. But if you're not developing your guys, you're just grabbing guys that are developed. I mean, that's got to, kind of weigh in into your decision on if you actually wanted to, take your time and spend it with a school.
Yeah, I mean, kids feel slighted, right? So you have USC, who's going to lose their starting quarterback, who followed Lincoln Riley from Oklahoma to USC. He's going to the draft. And then we just recently saw that the young quarterback on USC's roster, it also entered the transfer portal, because he's looking at the coach like, why are you trying to recruit all these quarterbacks? So, and USC's coming to the Big Ten, but it's like, obviously they're still active. Maybe they get one of the guys that we mentioned, but if they don't, what does it look like? Because you're a recruit. Considering USC is like, well, every year they go find a guy in the transfer portal, and they don't give us time to develop. And one of the things, that's one of the key things about, choosing a quarterback is that we oftentimes look at a quarterback and look at who he is today. And we don't understand the trajectory of growth from a young quarterback, and as he gains experience, who he can be tomorrow. And that's something that you have to take into account, because
Jaden Daniels,
exactly. Jaden Daniels is a perfect example, because you may find a quarterback somewhere else because you feel like, oh, I've seen it. He can lead a team. And the guy who's right there can potentially grow into something that you can never anticipate. What Joe Burrow was when he finished at LSU was a lot different than Joe Burrow at Ohio State. And Joe Burrow at Ohio State, I thought, was a pretty good quarterback. He had a real chance of competing with Dwayne Haskins. But who he was at LSU and who he is in the NFL, like, it's hard to see what he's going to become. And that's a very, potentially rare example, right? But who knows, when you recruit a guy, you believe in him, and then you replace him with a known commodity that's already reached its ceiling, this is something you got to be careful with.
Right. Yeah, so I bring up Jaden Daniels. He's at Arizona State, right? I mean, to be frank, they was not, they was competitive somewhat, but they wasn't on the level that he was now. Obviously, he plays well. He goes to LSU, plays a couple of seasons, and now he wins the Heisman.
Right.
And he's talking about his college coaches at Arizona State and how they work with him, they developed him, and obviously he was able to get the biggest award in college football from his years at LSU. But, man, he had to get the playing experience somewhere first before he could kind of get to that level that we see him with all the stats and all the numbers and things of that nature. And probably we'll make him a first-round draft pick in this year's draft. We had to see, but we have to take it from there. But speaking about Ohio State, right, obviously it's been announced that Devin Brown will be the starter for the Cotton Bowl against Missouri. Missouri's a good team, right? They only had two losses in the SEC. I believe both teams they lost to teams that you were expecting to lose to. I think lost to Georgia and Blake or somebody else. But it was, games that they was in.
Yeah.
So they should be a pretty good, solid team. I haven't heard too much news about them losing guys and things like that to the portal, their quarterback situation. But this is like Devin Brown's time to really show what he could do, right? Like, this is his time to kind of go out there, play. Don't have to worry about, someone breathing on his back when it comes to Kyle McCord being gone now. It's really like his window dressing to kind of go out there and see if he's that quarterback on Ohio State of the future. What is your thoughts on how Devin Brown should be approaching this and his opportunity that's in front of him?
Yeah, Devin Brown has everything in front of him right now. This is almost like the perfect opportunity, right, to be able to go and show what you can do on a big stage in the bowl game, after you've gone through a season here in your second year, you've gotten a few snaps in the game, so you have a little experience. You have something to look at on tape, and you can now be a guy who can prepare all through bowl practice as the leader of the team to put yourself in the perfect position. This is opportunity, and one of the things, and we talked about not being able to identify what a player is going to be in the future, what his growth looks like. It just kind of takes you back to the challenge that Ryan Day had at the beginning of the season. Because based on Ryan Day's actions, he pretty much told us that between the two, Kyle McCord and Devin Brown, they played each other even, right? Mm-hmm. Kyle McCord, who had been in the program for 3 years, versus Devin Brown, who had only been there, you know, for 1 year. Yeah, this is his second year. So that means just by the nature of the fact that these guys are separated in age, Devin Brown is likely going to grow at a faster pace than Kyle McCord. So the question was always, you know, is Devin Brown too much of a risk now? Because he should be continuing to increase at a faster pace. And that was a judgment that Ryan Day had to take. And one thing we never got to really see, is Devin Brown good enough to be that guy? He just didn't have enough snaps. I don't care what nobody said.
He did.
Locker room and you watch him play every single day, based on what he did on the field, he just did not have enough snaps for us to make a judgment. Nerves, different things could lead to some inaccuracies, some bad footwork, some bad mechanics. So this is his opportunity. And, man, I like him, you know, so far.
You always liked him.
I've always liked him. I've always liked him, man. I've always liked him. I don't care about him choosing 33 as his number. I don't care. I don't care about none of that stuff. I like the social media post where he put burn the ship. Mr. Devin Brown, burn the ship is Brown is what I'm going to call him from now on. but none of that matters unless he goes out there in the Cotton Bowl and shows that he could be that guy.
Yeah. So, I mean, this is, like you say, this is a huge opportunity for him. Obviously, you know, it, in this time and age, right, he could have easily, right when the decision was made that since Kyle McCord is going to be the guy, he could have left the program, right? You know, he was just like, I'm into the trade. He could have not picked a team for months on end. But, you know, he stuck around. He obviously, Coach Day got him some playing time to put that goal line package in for him, which was going pretty well until he hurt. He had the high ankle sprain, so that kind of pretty shut him down for the rest of the regular season there. But it's, you know, it's his time, right? Like, you know, if he wants to be the quarterback for Ohio State in 24, this would be a great time to put his stamp out there to do it. Obviously, a lot of things could take place from now to then, but the best thing he could do is kind of go out there. And I hate to say he has to play bad, because, like, still, this is really his first start. Yeah. But he does have to go out there and show command. So, basically, when I say by that, like, if you look at anyone quarterback first start, C.J. Stroud, Kyle McCord, Justin Field, like, you want the ball to be going to the right places. You might not be making all these throws, you know, in the Cotton Bowl. Yeah. But we know, through experience, coach would know, like, he could make this throw. But you want to see that he understands and he got a grasp of the game. How the offense is supposed to flow. He's looking at the right things. He's seeing the right things. He's making the right checks. He's getting the ball to the right people when he can. And just kind of take it from there. Will he go out and win this game? I hope so. Will he go out and throw for 300 yards, 3-4 touchdowns? I hope so. Yeah. But obviously we don't know. But it would be tough just to say that, like, you know, this is his opportunity. If it doesn't go right in the Cotton Bowl, we better get somebody into the portal. We better play the next young guy, because that was his opportunity. He didn't live up to it. But obviously, I mean, we're just gonna have to see how it goes.
honestly, it is his opportunity, and I think you pretty much said it though. It's his opportunity to show that he can make the right decisions with the ball. His opportunity to show that he can take care of the football and also go out there and make some plays. That's enough to build on throughout an offseason to get ready for the next season. Being able to, you know, as a coach, one thing you really want, especially a quarterback, right? You want to be able to trust the player to execute what you give him. Even if that player hasn't gotten to the level that you hope he's going to get to a coach to be able to say, okay, I know he's not there yet, but I know he can execute this. I can give him this game plan that I think he's ready for, and he go out there and do it. Where it becomes a challenge is, you give him this game plan to go execute, and he can't do it. That's when you gotta go find somebody who can, right? And that's just the reality of it. So I think Dave's gonna see if there's something that he can do that he could build. I think that's what led to, you know, making Kyle McCord the starter earlier. He's like, you know, Kyle has enough to where I feel like I could put this game plan together and he can go out there and execute. He can make the throws. He can make the decisions. So I think that's what Devin Brown has to prove. And it always helps to go out there and make some big plays, right?
Right.
You know, I think he has the fans behind him with, you know, his approach to the game, with him saying, I'm going to stay here and battle it out. I'm not looking elsewhere, right? Mm-hmm. Stuff sounds really good now, right? But, you know, I believe that, you know, that's his mindset. And I think there's some value to that, right? Whatever your plan is, like if it's to maximize the dollar amount while you're in college and do whatever a kid's plan is or his team's plan is, that's their plan, and I respect it. But that, but you know, someone who says, I'm just going to compete no matter what, I'm all in, there's some value to that. Even if you don't get to where you want to, just from a character building standpoint, there's value to it. So I wish him all the best. And man, it's going to be exciting. I'm excited this about this game.
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know if we talked about it on the show or not, but I'm going to the Cotton Bowl. Yeah. I haven't been to a bowl game as a fan since never as a fan been to a bowl game. So, really excited to go to what is, I don't know what's the name of the stadium. I'm going to call it Jerry's World Stadium in Texas, man. So, excited for that opportunity. And obviously, we're playing a good opponent, so it should be a good game. It should be entertaining. It'd be great to see some of our Buckeye vets kind of get their last game in the Scarlet and Gray, and also in the bowl games, also opportunity to see some of our younger Buckeyes actually get on the field for the first time as well and do their thing. So Devin Brown getting his first talk. Download the podcast or hit us on our YouTube page. That's also Believe in Buckeyes. We're on all the platforms for our As the Podcast Go. So we'll catch you guys next time. And as always, go Bucks.
Go Bucks.